have a roll call, please.
Citizen Dexter?
Here.
Councilmember Matthews?
Here.
Councilmember Chairman?
Here. Approval of the agenda for today?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approval of the minutes of April 28th?
Moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oral communications. Are there any oral communications from the public or staff or committee members? We're all good. Staff reports, please. Marcus.
Yes.
I think this is you.
Yeah. You made $38,000 for the month, do you, Holly?
Yay.
Working on who's $38,000? No.
More than that in June.
No, we're going to lose 80. Okay, great.
Break even in June, right?
In spending.
So we spent a lot of time with the library, Teresa, and her staff to kind of project on expenses for the remainder of this year. We've done a mid-year update in February, and at that time, based on spending patterns at that time, before the copier agreements, before some other board actions, we were trending towards a small surplus, $100,000 surplus. In a year that we started, depending on how the wording is different, but we started with an allocation $455,000 above our resources because we were using one-time proceeds. Uh-huh. So we started the year from an operating perspective short $455,000 in revenue because we were relying on one, you know, carryovers. So to go from short $455,000 to possible surplus or break even is a huge financial accomplishment. And in the end, it looks like our deficit will probably be a 1% deficit, somewhere in the $170,000 range, depending on spending this month, and that will come in July and still be close to this year. So I want to say I'm happy to report $170,000 shortfall because that's still dramatically better than $450,000.
Right.
Was kind of, if we did the budget, that's where we would be.
Right.
So financially, we're still in a really strong position. We're still making really sound business decisions.
Yeah, I mean, that's a prepaying
the
copier.
Yeah. Right, that's what I was going to say.
Years.
So that includes
yes.
the
yes.
buying ahead of.
Yeah, we're making some really strategic investments with our proceeds, so I really applaud that effort by the board and the SIP committee.
We also made a significant investment in the new self-check kiosks
yes.
as well. That was
huge.
Yeah.
Bold and the right thing
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
So both of those things are accounted for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And were never budgeted for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And paid for without debt, without issuing any new debt. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And we seem to be trending, as we have been since 2011, slightly going up like almost $500,000 a year beyond our projected income. At least that's the report that I see from the LFA.
Yeah, the LFA, I mean, we talked about the differences between the two. I choose my words. The LFA tends to be a little bit more conservative on the
yes.
revenue projections
right.
than we tend to view them. So when we look at their sales tax numbers, we still go beyond that with our projections. We don't use that as our base for going that in.
Right.
But
would you explain the
yes.
The excess cash, which I'm sure is going to come up?
Yes.
And
we changed the word from excess to
no, spare cash?
Yeah.
I don't know how we would. How we,
yeah.
Cash over reserves.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that just a floating amount that we use? Is that just like cash flow excess at this moment, you know, snapshot in time? And it will really get eaten up by regular monthly expenses as we move through the year, the rest of the year?
Yeah. You know, from my perspective, a nice place to live is with a 5% cash flow target, I wouldn't say cushion.
Right.
But we have a board designated 2-month reserve. It's really critical to have that. And then you, on top of that, you create kind of this flow, a flow of cash that you would want to avoid dipping into reserves for pure operating purposes. That's
sure.
not what they're intended to do. So you don't want to create a historical pattern of showing yourself dipping into reserves over and over again because you're running your checkbook so near that bottom line of that reserve that you keep piercing that layer.
Right.
So if you had a 5% operating cushion, then it allows you to have ebbs and flows where in 1 month, we have this at times. Some months our payments from the county might be a month. Not too often, but it could be a few weeks later than normal,
sure.
or sometimes earlier.
At
than
least
normal.
A payroll later
yes.
than normal. Right?
Yeah, and so you don't. We have 3 payroll cycles twice a year. You don't want to have a pattern where operationally you keep dipping into reserves, even for a 1 month period. Just
sure.
So I don't know if I'm answering the question.
No, you are.
But
you
that
are.
Excess cash probably could be better terminology. cash over reserves, if you want to term it differently. That's our amount above our floor of our reserve, so that's where operations could ebb and flow in that area.
Well, I mean, it totals up to the total pooled cash.
Yes. Yes, we take cash on the bank, subtract out the minimum reserves, and that's what's there for operating purposes. You know, a board, elected board, could look at that and say, well, let's spend that $556,000 down and spend it all. But then you've got nothing but your reserves, which is not terrible.
Right.
But you also, again, programmatically, probably don't want to have a pattern, set in place precedents and patterns where you dip into your reserves over.
Well, earlier this year, like you said, we were down on this.
We were.
Because of those extra payroll months.
Yes. Within this year, we had to pierce into our reserves once. I think it was for a month and a half or so, and then we came out of it.
And we are facing, should the election take place, we have election expenses budgeted for, but those are not really the cost of the election itself.
Right.
Those are other
when we get to that,
and that's gone. Mm-hmm. Could get paid back by the bond, but if it passes, if it doesn't pass,
we're stuck.
Okay. Any questions on the financials?
Again, overall revenues are trending better than the budget. It's really sales tax, 2.7% hotter than our projections. And I'll stand behind that. I thought our projections were optimistic, not overly optimistic,
right.
But they did even better than that. So we're pleased to see that number. And I think we're now at a place where we think sales tax is in a sustainable place countywide.
How do we feel about the projections we did for our 2014-15 budget? Do you think we were too conservative, or we were right on?
No, I think we keep refining the model. We, our department, both at the SIG level and at this board level, using the same model where we get a little bit more, not aggressive, but more, we have a tendency to want to be more accurate and provide as much information, useful information. The last thing we want to do is have the board build up reserves based on projections of your finance department. You do that by intentionally saying we want reserves to be here, not by missing your budget estimates wildly. So we find our sales tax projections in the current model, and I think they're still good.
Good.
We have some new retailers that open up, but we see some really hot economy popping.
It seems to be
worth reevaluating.
Trending up consistently.
And that's where the mid-year comes in handy, where we can look at the mid-year, see where the trend is, and make adjustments there for the next 6 months of the fiscal year.
But not on this, but it seems to me in an earlier, your projections for the later years, like 2000 up to 2016-17, were that it was going to start leveling off, or it's going to
keep growing.
Yeah. It's not going
to. I mean, we're seeing budgetarily increases 7 to 8 to 9% in these couple years.
Wow.
And that's not sustainable. I don't believe that. It's a big,
no,
it takes a heck of a long.
It's recovering.
Yeah.
It's not. So then we'll level off.
Yeah. So I think it's not uncommon for this countywide to see county blended sales tax of 4 or 5% a year. That's not totally unreasonable, so that level of increase. 8% starts getting wacky. And you might live in the 2 or 3% range for a small period of time.
We know it's coming.
We spike our projections, terminology, use a different word, but we increased our projections in the current couple of years, accounting for some bigger growth in sales tax and then leveled out in the out years.
Good. Other questions? Next order of business is another member, because it's such a fun committee. We're going to talk about
whether or if we need another
member. If we'd like another member, two
you
members.
Recommend to the board, whatever you want. Like,
have we had in the past? Four?
We're one down.
When it was originally created in 2009, when I got here, no, it can't be five.
Was it five?
It was four.
It was
only
four.
Before. Jim was on it.
That's right.
And then Jim Reed dropped off, and there was a decision not to replace it, so it went down to three for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was four with Dick, and then Martha decided to add Martha, so...
And then Dick
left.
Right.
So it's been both. I mean, it hasn't been four very much.
No. Well, it seems to me with the other committee now in formation, we now have two committees operating. That's when it's going to sunset in 6 months, right? So maybe we only meet every other month. So
right.
maybe we
fourth person requires three members to attend.
Right.
Where with three people, only two
have
attend.
To, right.
So there's
each time one can be missing.
There's wisdom in having just three members.
Right.
And it's not like this is where the action is.
No.
And we also contemplated having, adding some fifth member who was not a member of the JPA.
Right.
That was a suggestion as well.
That was, I found out whether that could be done or not. I don't remember the answer.
And the reason was?
To get a fifth member without having a quorum of the JPA.
Right.
And to make it so that it would still only take 3 out of 5 to make a quorum. And to bring someone else into the fold, like one of the several people who didn't quite make it to the board, but were still hopefuls.
Right.
Just more community input. And
I have to double check my notes. I did talk to the city attorney about that, whether because this is a
standing
subcommittee of the board.
Right.
We can have a non-board member on it. I did ask him, but I honestly just don't remember the answer.
Well, let me ask another thing. We're all going to have so many meetings coming up. Could this meet quarterly or not?
I tell you, I would think that it would be, now that the budget's passed, there would be no reason why this committee couldn't meet quarterly at least
the
next two quarters.
Right, because of the beginning of the fiscal year, there's not going to be that much.
And then pick it back up, as we get to start the new next budget cycle.
The history of this committee, it was created in 2009 when I got here for two reasons. One, because of the free fall that everything was in.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And me coming in new, and the board hadn't perhaps been keeping the as close tabs on things as perhaps they could have, and me coming in brand new to all of it, it was felt let's takes a village kind of to work together on seeing this through. So the intent was to have it deal with the crisis that was at hand and to develop some mechanisms for tracking things. I mean, we didn't have any reporting like this even close. Jack developed some of the stuff, and then Marcus came in and refined it. So. To be honest, the charge of the original committee was met, and now it's become a little bit less urgent in terms of the need, so I don't see any reason why quarterly, at least for the next two quarters, would be.
Well, and I think what Mike said, I think the real value this committee has is that during the budget cycle, making it, since we really spent some time looking at the budget preparations, then it saves time at the board meeting. If the board already knows that a subgroup of us has vetted it, then that's the real value, it seems to me, of this.
So if you wanted to make the next meeting in October, that would be kind of after.
I was going to make the
CFC formation, we're kind of seeing a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
That would.
And the other thing, it might be nice to have. I'm forgetting the Latin right now. But just someone from the Friends who's not a voting member, but what's that word?
Ex officio.
Ex officio,
Just to have them feel more connected also to the, as I'm thinking as we're going into campaign.
Yeah, the Friends, that's a fertile area too.
There's some good new people on there.
Yes, I noticed that.
Well, you're right, it starts getting people wired in and excited.
And it should be noted that this committee is going to have its work cut out for it come December, January, if we are either not successful with a facilities bond or if the CFD just doesn't even go through, then we're going to have to grapple with the concept that we have to keep the libraries open and lit and heated in the absence of money. So that's going to change the whole complexion of the budget for 10 years.
It's operations versus facilities, but still.
Right. And something gets sacrificed if the library's at 42 degrees.
So for now, what do we say? Quarterly okay?
Quarterly. Yeah. And retain the number of members.
Keep it at 3.
Keep it at 3? Do you want me to see if the Friends can send somebody to
We could extend an invitation.
I think
certainly.
Just extend the invitation. And you're talking with Pete
yes.
also. I think it's more than just extending the invitation, if there's someone on the Friends board for whom this would be a good assignment, it's more than just having a warm body.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep it three, so the next meeting on quarterly would then put it in September, what's the next quarter, September, October, November? So I'm thinking October.
October.
Okay, whatever that fourth Monday is at 4, or whatever.
That would have been the time we would have done it anyway.
Right.
I mean, because that would have been our next, skipping the August meeting, that would be our next.
Okay, so we'll change this one.
Yeah, our next meeting would be Monday, October. Yeah, look it up.
October calendar. You okay with that, Marcus? And, you know, you want to see a snapshot report, we can send that out, I mean, I'll still have those.
Well, we'll be seeing those anyway for the board meeting.
Right.
But I think you're right, I mean, the urgency for this does not exist right now. Things are stable and improving and.
October 27th.
Okay.
You can always call another meeting, is that a problem, Mike? If there's some crisis that comes up, you can always call a meeting, call a special meeting with 24 hours notice. Okay.
I'll just ask the question, we had a couple, I don't know, like maybe a year or two ago when we started this reporting format, it kept all the detailed schedules for the finance committee and there was some discussion about too complex or avoiding.
Well, we talked about just doing the cover sheet for the board.
Yes.
And then leaving the finance committee with the background.
So if we're doing this quarterly, do you still want to, what do you want to do with the detailed schedules?
Well,
do you just hold them and review them during the quarterly meetings?
Just, I would say just look at the last, I mean, if we're doing October, if we could have September's, because July and August, not much. July, August, I think.
I would think if we're meeting, for example, that October scenario, then we'd have July, August, September monthly snapshots.
Right.
We could have
a quarterly detail.
Rather than monthly.
Yeah, that would be just as good.
Monthly for the board.
You just do the monthly snapshot.
The monthly snapshot for the board.
Right.
It's quarterly detail for the finance committee.
Yeah.
Sure.
That will be good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, so on the written communication of trust funds, you'd asked for a list of the trust funds, and I had forgotten to give it to you last month, last time we met, so there it is.
That was really interesting.
I thought
Thank
so,
you.
Too. I
yes.
thought so very interesting.
Yeah.
And they were distributed all around the system and for different kinds of personal interests.
Yeah.
The one question I had was, that wasn't obvious to me, which ones spend down the principal and which ones are interest only? And
it should say on there. It should say
some
individually.
Some says principal.
If it says
interest goes to principal.
If it says interest. If it says interest only, then it's interest only. Otherwise, it's the Gruber. The Finkel Day net income plus 100, so it's interest doesn't. The net, so it's.
Well, they're all interest and income as far as.
Yeah, but there's only the only
interest principal.
There's only a couple that are interest only. The McCaskills, I think. No, they're not.
And Utter.
Utter is, and Solzner is. And so if it is interest only, it says it.
Yeah.
And
otherwise,
other than
you can
that,
assume it's
we
not.
Can spend down the principal for the right thing.
Yes. If it says interest only. Yeah.
And I think, like, the. Historical, we kind of in the hearing, we spend those down a certain amount every year, kind of on the same ballpark.
Yeah.
The one thing I thought of as I was looking at this is, and I think we mentioned it maybe once at a board meeting, it seems to me this is about educating the community on plan giving. And I guess that's the most appropriate vehicle for that is the Friends, right?
Yes.
That we really need people to understand the appropriate way to give a bequest to the library and how it, you know, because it's obvious it's been done all kinds of different ways here. And
the Friends are working with someone from the Community Foundation.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
To do
a really good.
They're supposed to have a little brochure.
A really good.
It's been a while.
Community.
Mm-hmm.
education program on how to do it right.
They were planning to do a whole outreach to probate attorneys and all that. So
we don't have all these funny little
right.
Although I do want to say, the other day I checked out a book, and now I know why it said Dr. James B. Richardson. The book plate was in it.
Was it a mystery?
No. He was the one who wanted non-fiction books, but they couldn't be religious or something theological. It was
not
a cookbook. It was a cookbook.
Statistical, religious,
a cookbook request.
No, it's a cookbook. It was
and
not.
There's one of them that said, and I require my name to be in them.
That was his.
No, that's Salzner.
Yeah, but Richardson did too.
Wonderful.
We put names in all.
Oh, you did.
But this specifically said.
Yeah.
I wish shall bear my name as.
Right.
We played
anyway,
them all.
Thank you. I think that's
sure.
a really good list.
I thought it was
and
good.
And my apologies for the delay.
No, but that should be in the board orientation stuff.
It is.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. It's in the big notebook.
It's in the big notebook.
Okay.
But, you know.
Which, you know, we're going to test you on.
I was more recently oriented, I think.
And I'm always amazed at the cost of a special election. It just lures me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the last piece was you asked me for an estimated expenses related to a special election, so I just kind of put down what I knew about. Some of these are a little fuzzy yet. It's something I can keep adding to and subtracting from as things become clearer.
Now, if it was a general election, we wouldn't have.
We still have to pay.
There's still
yes.
I don't know. There's
in this range.
There's still hundreds of thousands,
half,
but about half that.
Yeah. So it really depends. I mean, if there's anyone else who does happen to want to go out for an election, then
maybe
we could reduce the cost.
Pick
your partners carefully.
Yeah.
And the
last
two are not really election costs.
No,
they're more implementation costs.
What
is pre?
If you want me to take those off of there, I can. I just was trying to dump my brain with everything I could think of.
Well, the library liaison would be post-election.
Yes.
Right.
But the system-wide pre-planning would be before the election.
Yes.
So it's really only the librarian liaison that is not up front.
Right. Yeah, and we do have a staff member in mind for the library liaison and prefer not to have to utilize her until next June or July. She's getting an assignment now where we can really need her for the next year. So any system-wide pre-planning, if we did start meeting with an architect, meeting with the community, then I plan on doing that.
Well, I'm questioning what the RFP for architect for a particular project?
Well, that dovetails into the next meeting.
Yeah.
So,
but it was to get shovel ready.
It was to try to get projects. So if we wanted to start having, one of the recommendations is to have an architect before the election who looks at all the projects and defines them better for the purposes of the election, maybe starts having some community meetings with downtown, maybe with Aptos, Capitola, whether you want them or not, whether you feel you've done enough, whatever, but looks at Garfield Park. Staff and I were over there the other day looking at it going, wouldn't it be nice to open up this area by the fireplace, put some comfy chairs there, what else could we do? So having some of that pre-planning so that we, if the decision is made that we feel the public should have more detail about what the projects might entail so that they can internalize them better and go, oh, wow, that's cool. You're going to do that to my branch while I'm voting yes. One architect to kind of set the tone for all of that.
And the library liaison is above and beyond any way we utilize Michael Zelder?
That would be, we might need a construction manager type too, depending on how it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
The librarian liaison would be a staff member who could work on all the projects from the library perspective.
Functional.
Right.
From a functional perspective.
New employee?
Well, we have an employee in mind who we would like to use for it, who's currently on staff, who we think would be good at it. And
this is to make sure things like shelving and...
The right kind of...
Some
of the librarian type stuff, how we
light, heat, available power.
Well, this is what I've been talking about, too. What makes a really good teen area, what makes a good kids area.
Right.
And it's, I mean, and your construction manager has no idea on that. They're just, the library's got an idea, the architect...
Well, and the jurisdictions don't either.
No, the jurisdictions don't either. But the architect may have some ideas that they, you may go, no, we don't really want to do that here. We saw you did that in Berkeley, and we heard it didn't work real well, but how about this?
Mm-hmm.
So our idea would be that it would be an additional position for 2 to 3 years, and then she would go back to her regular position.
Right.
In the meantime, we would fill with a temp. I haven't worked with HR yet on how it would work.
Personally attend all the construction meetings for the different projects in
yes.
the jurisdictions.
Yes.
Well,
and no matter how it's
the right
done,
way to go.
They would have their hand
right.
in all of it. So.
And I think that person would want to go to all the community design things,
yes.
hear what the community
oh,
says,
sure.
and interpret that.
Yes. Now, and we're prepared to ask her to do that in the pre-planning phase, but not as the primary contact, so that
right.
she's not, you know. I mean, I need something to do, so.
I have a question. So we're looking at up to $800,000 or more.
How much?
I mean, you know, if you're counting
well,
the election.
I would the last two I would count as implementation costs.
Yes.
Right, but even so, I mean, if it's $500,000 to $700,000, I guess. How are, we can build this would be built into our budget.
Our 14-15 budget has.
Oh, that's right.
Has
we did
about $300,000
right,
built
I do remember.
Into it.
We made
so
a I remember that.
The and the consultant we paid the first consultant for the tax rates we paid a lot of that already. So you're talking about. And the CFD formation, he gave me a rough figure one day of 2,500.
Mm-hmm.
That was before we had an actual option. That number could change, but anyway, it's not a lot of money. 11, 60, 75. If you don't include the election itself, but you do include the system-wide planning, it's a little over 100,000. So
right.
we do have that. And I just took a guess on the pre-planning with the architect. It
right.
could be more.
But the election,
we got the money for that. The election itself.
That's what I'm.
Yeah, that's where we would have to be. We would have some of it. We'd probably have to look at markets.
We'd have to be creative.
We probably would need to dip into
some of our.
Now, if the bond if the election is success,
then we'll pay it back.
The bond can pay that back. Of course, that is then more money coming out
yeah.
of the projects.
Right.
And the librarian liaison, that may be a position in next year's budget that the library agrees to pay for.
Right. You absorb the cost of the back
you know, in place of any other personnel that we might
mm-hmm.
want to
right.
add or something, maybe that's the position we go for next year.
Right.
And maybe we don't add hours. So.
Right.
Well, I think, you know, the next year is the big campaign and get your construction going.
Right,
because
we've wanted
that's your focus. You don't
yeah.
do everything every
year.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to make 3 years on this building if we don't start this fall.
Right.
And so then just figure, you know, multiply 4.5% by every year that you know,
focus
every
back.
Year extra that it takes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, $26 million, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Well,
yeah.
this is useful. You'll be sharing this with the mm-hmm. other committee as well.
Anyone who asks me for
that. Any future agenda items that we'd like to see on our October meeting? At our October meeting?
Is this already in our budget, or would this then go to the JPB?
Well, the $300,000 for this year is already in the budget. It's down as election expenses, related expenses. So it's under professional and technical services, so pretty much
right.
anything that we've got going here would fit under there. I'm going to need direction from the other committee and from the board whether you want me to actually go out and try to you know, scope out any of the pre-planning, how much you want, you know, what we want to do. Same with public education. You know, that public education one, I just got the scope back today from a potential consultant, and so I need to present that to the board probably in July and ask for direction on moving forward. So. That one, the recommendation was that we start the public education by August, September. And ha- have it run till about January, February, when the political campaign would then take over. So there's a little bit of urgency there.
And I have a little, maybe slightly different take. If we're still wrangling over details.
I'm trying to be Pollyanna.
Yeah. But the other thing, I do believe the public education part should continue in parallel with the election.
It can. It's the development, a lot of this is development of a lot of materials.
Yeah.
Developing the message.
The getting it out there and all.
How to get it all out there.
Yeah.
From there, then, you know, we would continue that, but the bulk of the development work would have been done.
Mm-hmm.
Tempest Fugit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did
I get that right?
You did, Dawn.
Okay.
Further items? Meeting adjourned. See you in October.
See you at 5. 6.
6.